Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to episode number 7 of my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. We'll be reviewing Vintage Vine Bloody Mary Mix and hanging out with Pigtown Fling String Band today. And we're also going to be talking...
Say that 3 times in a row.
Right? Good luck doing that. We're going to be talking with Jeff Shelton from the Vintage Vine Company. So from Wisconsin's sunny West Coast, I want to welcome our listeners back to the podcast. Why drink alone when you can drink with us?
Absolutely.
Why?
That's dumb. It's dumb.
We're nice.
Yeah. We're not hard to find
either.
We're on Facebook at My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. Find us on the web, mybigfatbloodymary.com. Hit us up on Twitter at My Big Fat Bloody Mary. We're on Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary, and on Snapchat, we're Big Papa. Why? I don't know, but we are BIGPAPAAH, Big Papa.
What's that Twixter thing? Did you say that one?
Twitter?
Twitter. Twitter, Twixter. I thought there was a Twixter.
Well, we played Twister earlier. Is that what you're perhaps thinking of?
Is that why I'm having
her
back
mind went
spasms?
Dirty early.
Yeah.
It didn't take long,
geez.
Did it?
No.
Yeah, no, we're
left
on Twitter.
Foot blue.
Yeah, no, you can hit us up on Twitter at My Big Fat Bloody Mary.
Okay.
I'm getting more and more active on Twitter, too. I'm kind of late to that game, but it's a fun place. And these are good places to connect with us, too, because we're really starting to give out a lot of prizes, and we're gonna do that today as well.
And we've upgraded. You don't get a sign.
Right.
What do you call it?
I don't know.
A sticker.
Okay, right. So I am Greg Took, and I'll be your host today. And with me is the dream team.
Talent, I guess.
The talent.
That is. I can really massacre a song, so give me a week if you think of one.
Yeah. And of course.
My name is, of course, Lynn Miller.
Yes.
Brad Dinsmore.
Erica Black.
Here we are. Well, last week we reviewed Natural Blonde Bloody Ooh, Mary Mix. Boy, that
I can
was
still taste it.
Yes.
It was really something.
I need more.
They nailed it. It's made
yum,
from
yum.
Yellow tomatoes. So it had that blonde color. Very interesting. We had a surprise visit from a fellow named Garrison from Minnesota. And he shared with us 7 deadly Bloody Mary sins, things you don't do when you're making a Bloody Mary.
With an exception.
Well, there was one exception. I would encourage people to go back and listen to episode number 6 and check that out. That was a lot of fun. So today, we're going to get our drink on. We're going to get a call. He's going to call at any time, just so you know. The phone just might ring, and it's going to be Jeff from Vintage Vine. You're going to hear Lynn sing a requested song, and we have a couple of questions for the Ask Lynn segment that Lynn's going to tackle. She has no idea what those questions are.
Up until 2 seconds ago.
Now we're going to give our ratings on the mix, and you may have heard at the intro that nice bit of music was Pig. I always got Big Fat on the brain. So
easy for you not to say.
Yeah. Pigtown Fling String Band. And they're hanging out with us. And they're going to play, two songs? 2 more songs for us. We'll replay that intro, too. And so that should be fun. So what are we drinking here anyway, for God's sake?
Well, it's going to be a Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah.
And this one, these guys have got the cool factor. I really,
and
I've done
a little
little research, and in fact, right on their website right now, these guys are out of Chicago, Big Fat.
Yeah, Chicago.
Vintage Vine, these guys.
Vintage Vine, yeah.
You know, I said earlier, all these guys are young, you know, or either really old.
Yeah,
or
come
what the
on,
hell is
I need an older
here?
Guy.
No,
it's a cool looking label.
They're young. We need them.
We do need them.
And they are in mason
cultivating
jars.
The future.
Yes.
Let's get pouring. I think we could get a call, and I want to have a little bit of this in my system before Jeff calls.
Good call.
So are they both originals?
Yeah, I think it's just the one recipe. But they, yeah.
So, Erica, would you like me to open this for you?
While Erica's filling up our glasses with ice and lovely vodka, or as the Russians call it, mother's milk, let's talk a little bit about some of the prizes. Now, we had a contest last week. We asked people to go on and give us a rating and a review on iTunes, and we had quite a few people who did. And so we randomly drew two names from those entrants, and I'll announce those right here and now. And of course, they need to be present to win.
present? You mean like listening?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that would be in this case present.
That's true.
So the winner of the Natural Blonde contest, Amanda Freeman and Deborah Nehrud.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Deborah
congratulations.
Nehrud.
So
two lovely ladies.
Find us on Facebook and get us your address, and we'll have that stuff shipped out to you. We're going to have another contest.
We have a shipping budget?
Yes, we do. We absolutely do. Okay. We've actually got a surplus in there right now, so we could ship all the way to Bangor.
Wonderful.
Who could this be?
I think the phone is ringing.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
Well, hi, Jeff. So we've poured these drinks. We've mixed them up. Thank you, Erica. And you guys want to go around the room with your initial impressions, or have you given it a taste?
Lynn, go ahead first.
Well, it's really, really good and spicy. if you like it hot, this is hot, hot, hot. But I think it's pretty good, actually, for me, because I'm not very hot.
No, you are hot. You are hot.
Initial reaction, Jeff. I think you've nailed this for the people that really like some serious kick to it, and it's hot, but it's got a great flavor to it, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll give a formal rating
when
you're
coming.
Not on the line. So I mean, we might really beat up on you, after you hang up. But no, we always like to kind of give just our first impressions before we go too deep. Erica, do you have any thoughts on it?
Yeah. Again, I think it's a little bit spicy, but I'm a spice averse person, so I shouldn't really be rating things like that. But it's a nice back of the throat heat. You know, so it's not like it's on your tongue. You're like, where's some milk? So, no, I like the spice. And I read the ingredients and I see there's honey and some raisin something paste or something. Very, very interesting. So, no, I can taste that little bit of sweetness. So, yeah, I really like it so far. It's a good, interesting mix for sure.
Yeah, I got to say the last two that we've reviewed were very unconventional. You know, we had the salty iguanas, which was green in color, and it was tomatillo based. Then last week, we had the natural blonde, which was from yellow tomatoes. So for me, this is kind of a comfortable place to be. This is a more conventional Bloody Mary. It's got a really nice full flavor. Now, you guys are a little more sissy than I am. I'm finding it just a real nice amount of spice. It is. You know, I think they
should
have.
Sorry, we're such pussies.
Yeah.
Pussies. Pussies.
Yeah.
Pussies.
But I like it. But yes, it is. It's got a nice spice. You get it, like Erica said, sort of back of the tongue, and it does sort of hang there. We're in Wisconsin, though, so we always have a beer chaser. So this is not a
chaser.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we did
Did we neglect to open the chasers? Good Lord.
Let me get it. Here we go.
Let's get one of our.
Yay, what a sound.
It sounds like victory.
Although I'm not sure what Jeff thinks, because Chicagoan neons usually drink Budweiser products with some Miller Lite.
We are having a Miller Lite, that's true.
It's okay. I won't hold that against you guys.
Okay.
Actually, I drink Miller Lite too, so.
Okay, good. All right. Woo!
This tastes better now, Scott. I mean, it's not as...
Well, I work for a Miller distributor, so.
Okay.
Well, so, Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us here and answering just a few questions about the mix. Erica kind of tipped our hand a little bit, but I'm interested in where you guys are located.
Okay, so the company itself, we're actually located in Lincoln Park. We do offer production in Union, Illinois, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like an hour and a half outside of Chicago.
So how did you get started?
Well, I've always bartended for years on the weekend, and Bloody Mary is my favorite drink to make, and I used to just keep doctoring it up. I just take the regular mixtape off and just keep doctoring it up. And one day the bar owner asked, you know, what I was using for all that, and I started thinking about that. So me and my buddy from college, Phil, who we talked to before, we started this Bloody Mary company. It's funny, actually, the bar owner buys it from us now. So years of experience are touching around behind the bar behind that.
Well, that's a good place to gain experience. I have a lot of experience on the other side of the bar myself.
Yeah, we know that to be true.
I'm pretty damn good at it.
Yeah,
actually.
You certainly are.
Yeah, thank you. So, Jeff, what do you think makes your mix unique?
Well, the whole idea behind our mix was we wanted to create a mix that really catered towards like the connoisseur Bloody Marys. One thing I noticed was a lot of people have one or two Bloody Marys here or there, but the people who really drink it consistent all the time, not on a weekly basis, like that's their go-to drink, they really kind of want that heat. May not a whole lot of heat, but a little bit spicier than the average person. So the whole idea was to create a Bloody Mary where you could just open it from the jar and just add ice and vodka, and you didn't have to doctor it up or add more hot sauce or steak sauce. And we also had to mix a little spicier too, because we knew once you added the vodka and ice, it was going to dilute it a little bit.
Yep.
We still want to have a little heat to it.
I always like to ask people in your business, what's the worst Bloody Mary you ever had, and why was it the worst?
The worst. I don't know, I've had a lot of bad ones. I would say when it comes to bars, we either hit or miss with Bloody Marys. Some bars take the time to make a good one or buy a good mix. But a lot of bars, they seem to buy the cheapest mix. And when it comes out, it's really watery tasting, and it just looks like red water almost, you know. It doesn't have any heat to it or much flavor to it. They're kind of playing on the safe side. So those are usually the ones I dislike.
Yeah, I like your point. There's there's more bad ones than good ones out there. So when you find a good one, it's always a plus.
Yeah. Jeff,
I know a lot of them play too safe. They try to make it mellow or mild so everyone will like it, or not so much everyone likes it, just so everyone can at least tolerate it, not enjoy it.
Jeff, I'm on your website right now. You've got a tab called Bloody Mary Bar, which gives everybody an opportunity to look at all the different possibilities to dress this thing up. What are your favorites? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking cheeses and pickled vegetables and different meats and everything. What do you think is the ideal combination to put along in a skewer with this Bloody Mary mix?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you can go about that, but my favorite is I always like a peppercini on there. Then you like salami or pepperoni. I've actually had a couple places they actually put an oyster on there, like a raw oyster. I like that a lot, but that's kind of a pain to do when you're at home.
Sure.
And some sort of cheese, usually like a pepper jack or a cheddar cheese is always good on there. And I'm also a big fan of a pickle. I like pickles on them too. Celery I can do without, because it really doesn't add much, but I like pickles.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say cheese, obviously. We're, this is a table of four cheddar heads here, so glad to hear that.
It makes good enchiladas. It's also really good too. We call it a red beer. I guess the biggest Texas. You take a pint glass and you fill like halfway or two thirds of a Miller Lite that's already cold. Then you put the instant on top of it. It's good for tailgating, good for hangovers.
Oh, nice.
There's different hangovers, Big Fat.
Yeah, depending on the level of hangover.
Yeah,
yeah, no, those are big in Mexico and the Southwest. I've had some really good ones.
So you're mixing beer with the Bloody Mary mix, which we used to do way back.
Used to call those a poor man's.
Well, I can't remember what we called. I just know I dated a lot of poor men.
Well, yeah, and I'm not surprised you don't remember them. Well, Jeff,
later in the show.
Jeff, thanks a lot for talking with us. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day, thanks again, and we're gonna continue to drink your mix here, and well, probably until it's gone, and we'll keep talking about it. We'll give it a rating, and we'll let you know our final assessment. So thanks again, and it's been good talking with you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it was great talking with Jeff Shelton of Vintage Vine. We forgot to mention that you can Find them on the web at vintagevinemix.com, and they're also on Facebook at Vintage Vine. Well, we've waited long enough, really. It's time for the high point of the show, of course. Lynn Miller has chosen a song. She hasn't chosen. It was a suggestion, and she is going to sing it now. So let's get right to it.
So you're ready?
Yeah.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthin', and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be changing. Now what's right is right, and you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new book of matches. Yeah, and what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots?
Ready.
Start walking. These boots were made for walking. Right to my big fat Bloody Mary.
Wow. Lynn, I'm speechless.
About what?
You did.
That song was
one hell of a job.
Incredible. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I haven't really rehearsed it much this week, Santa being. I listened a little before I came tonight, but otherwise. In the beginning of the week, because Becky, my island girl, is one that requested this from Galveston.
So we do take requests, if there's a song you'd like to hear Lynn sing, and it can range anywhere from country to all the way to Western.
Dr. Dre.
Well, no, it could even be, Dr. Dre or a rock, so she'll sing anything.
Dr. Dre. We'll try it, and if I can't, I will tell
little
you so.
And Wagner, some
and if she
operatic.
Doesn't like it, she'll pick her own.
How's that sound?
Not too shabby.
Ooh.
Well, as if we haven't already worked you like a rented mule, Lynn, we've got more.
I'm such an ignorant slut.
Oh, thank you for the segue. So we have questions for Lynn, and let's just lead with that one. This one is from Maureen on Facebook. She says to ask Lynn about her friend, the ignorant slut.
What the hell's going on?
What?
That would be Maureen's mother.
Oh!
And
this is getting nasty.
Message to Maureen's mother.
Yes, we used to hit the bars in Prairie du Chien and McGregor and Marquette. And a bartender one night told us we were the most beautiful women. And I said we were the ignorant sluts. It was Jane, Helen, and I. And I was the ignorant slut. Helen was just ignorant. Jane was a slut.
So, okay. So for those of you who are listening around the country, where she's referring, if you looked on a map, right where Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota meet, is a very small community, quaint, called Prairie du Chien.
Yes.
So that's where this.
A French.
This is where this took place. And the bartender, we asked him what kind of wine he had, and he said
they had wine there.
Yes, yes, they did. But get this, he said he had, he had Rhenanite.
What is that?
It's Rhenanite.
Rhenanite? You've not heard of it?
The white cheap ass wine?
It's sort of like a Boone's Farm grade.
Right.
We need to get you out a little
And
more.
Then the other one was Chablis.
Chablis.
Wow.
Yes, get that.
Okay. What about
great.
Cold duck?
Speaking of ducks, that's the next question.
Lynn is now fabricating her own questions. You know, your story about the highbrow wine selections reminds me of a bar. I was with a band some years ago, and we went into a pretty small venue out in a rural area. And I went up to, you know, get a beer, and I said, "Do you have any imports?" The guy looked at me and he said, "You mean like Stroh's?"
Oh,
you guys remember Stroh's beer out
yeah.
of
you, Detroit?
Erica, you probably don't, but yeah.
No.
I said, "Yeah, I'll have a Stroh's."
An import.
Yeah, oh, that was their import.
If you look at one of the questions that says, "I have a duck for a hat."
Yeah, that's a Twitter handle.
Right.
That's what Twixter, said, as you call it. So this guy wants to know,
have misspelled Twitter on one of your postings. I could have swore it said Twixter.
Lynn, I think you're confusing it.
Entirely possible.
I think we need to add a little bit more misspell, here.
I misspell when I drink, and I drink a lot.
And I drink right along with you.
Then I'm thankful for that. So what about it? What about it? Is this off limits? I don't know. He wants to know, are you seeing anyone?
You see us?
I can see quite well.
She's being coy. She's going to be coy about it.
Yes, I'm coy.
Okay.
But I'm not easy.
You are sassy, though.
All right.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Oh!
So this is funny. Ken from Facebook wants to know, what's a nice girl like you doing on a podcast like this?
I'm easy.
Yeah, well.
I just said I wasn't, but I guess I am.
We reined you in because you lived down the street.
Mm-hmm, and I happened to crash one of these one day thinking I was invited.
And then we liked you even more.
Right. And of course, I bring appetizers. They really like me.
Well, yeah,
we'll keep
you're
inviting
handling
you.
This very well. I mean, we've really worked you pretty hard today.
You have. I was saying, and I'm talking about how ignorant I am and what a slut I am.
But yet, you are not seeing anyone.
Yet I'm not. And I have. Speaking of, I have a duck for a hat. I have a duck for an antenna on my car.
Is that
you
just
do.
A
I've
coincidence?
Seen that.
Yes.
I've seen that.
Yes,
that,
my antenna broke and I put a little yellow ducky on it. Rubber ducky.
It's like a decapitated
it's really spooky.
Rubber ducky.
Yeah.
Wow. No, it just got a stick up its ass.
Good look. You know, you're making Pigtown Fling blush now. They're over there getting ready. And
they're laughing.
Sherry looks really embarrassed. Better clean it up.
Yeah, about the ducky.
All right, fine. We'll give you a little break here, Lynn, since we've been working you hard.
Have some more of the spicy, wonderful mix.
God, I'm on my second one, and yeah, I'm really liking it. It is spicy. I got this just a bit of.
But it's not
sweat.
Killing me. Sometimes
you're right. It's a balance, yeah. You know. Spice
it's
is
killing me softly. That must be
with
my next song.
Telling my whole life
with his words
really it's killing me softly.
Oh, we digress.
Yeah, I'm more of a
with his
it's
song.
Friday night. What the hell?
Wow. Maybe next time, not so much vodka. So, okay, we've got a new
sorry,
contest.
Brad.
The reason this show is blowing up, and by the way,
this is a show.
It is a show, and I want to thank all the new listeners. I was amazed.
The
old ones are gone, so all we have are the new ones. So
and
the
next
new,
week they'll be gone.
So the three of you that
we
are joining us
just want more bleeper rule.
Reels.
Reels, yeah. The outrageous outtakes just keep coming and coming. But no,
that's
we've got
bleeper, blooper.
But yeah. If I can be, I can't be serious. I'm going to try. We have a lot of new listeners. It's it's been going up every week.
You say with a big smile on your face.
Yeah, well, I don't know where I was going with that, but
it sounded good.
I think the reason is that we're starting to give away a lot of cool stuff. As Amanda and Deborah know,
thank you to our
So here's the new one. We have a new contest. Yep. We're giving away a 1 gallon growler of
I wish you could see a picture of it. It's huge.
Yeah, it's gotta hold at least a gallon.
It better look like a big jug.
How much is a gallon?
Plenty.
64 ounces.
No, it's more than that. But it was my understanding there would be no unit of measure.
That's right. Yes, no measuring up.
Questions. But it's a growler, a 1 gallon growler of vintage vine Bloody Mary mix. And we're gonna take another a drawing for, and we'll announce it next week. Same as last week. All you got to do, go on to iTunes, find us there, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. Give us a rating. 5 stars always preferred. So far, no one has rated us less than 5.
If you can't give us 5 stars, don't give us a review.
You're done.
We don't know. We need the reviews.
God damn. I'll take the review. Write a review. And then I do keep an eye on that stuff, but you might want to just let me know you did it. Go on Facebook or Twitter or any of those places and say, hey, Big Bad Bloody Mary, I wrote you a review. We'll put you in the drawing, and I track that stuff real carefully. And there are some people that just are not on iTunes, and they just refuse to be on iTunes, and that's fine. There's room for all of us at this table. You can go on Stitcher or go to the website, mybigfatbloodymary.com.
It was Stitcher, yes. It wasn't Stitcher. Twixter, it was Stitcher.
Stitcher's okay. All right.
I have to write that
That's
down.
Another place you can listen to podcasts. You can do it from your computer or your smarty little phone. But share it on to your, share it on Twitter, share it on Facebook, whatever you want to do. Let us know you did it. Then you go into the drawing. Now, last week we had 6 entries was all. So, you know, your odds of winning were pretty good. The week before we had 3 prizes and 3 entries. So everybody who entered won. So you have a pretty good shot at this if you go ahead and
do that.
So
you're picking these contestant winners because of the review or their eloquence?
No. No, if you review or you share, you're in the drawing.
Drawing. So we just draw. It has nothing to do with just throw your name in the hat.
Pretty much. Yep. Okay. Yep. So that's how you can win a gallon of this mix. All right. Well, I think it's time to put a number on this mix. Vintage Vine Bloody Mary mix. We've been drinking it for, long enough to know. Lynn, what are your thoughts? You want to put a number? We're going to use the international scale, mm-hmm. recognized throughout the world, 1 to 77, 1 being god-awful, 77 being pretty much perfect. What do you think?
Oh, I'm not a spicy Bloody Mary person, but it's really hitting after I had a couple sips of it, and we're sitting here drinking them. I have to say it's not bothering me, the spice. Normally I can't finish some of them because they're just, mm-hmm. but there's something, the way they put this together is pretty excellent for me, and I'm going to give it a 75.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, because it's
that's making a statement from you.
It is. I like to make statements.
You are.
I am a statement. Oh, I love that. I'll use it on my next profile on Match.com.
You mean Tinder?
You're on Match.com.
You mean Tinder, don't you?
Tinder? Yes. Yes. Sam loves Tinder. Must be Tinder. Love me true.
Moving right along.
What?
Sam.
Brad?
Just in my assessment of this mix.
Yes.
I think I think Lynn is a testament to this, that she didn't totally judge based on the first couple of sips and say, I'm done with this. This is just way too much. That she sat with it and tried it more and more. And I think for people who are who do not like spice or heat, I would encourage you, when you try this, I encourage you to try it and give it a shot and listen to what we're saying in terms of where you will find the heat or the spice. And Erica, you said on the back of, it's on the back of, it's not on your tongue, it's in the back of the throat, which is fine.
Yep.
I would also encourage you to use this, and they're great. I'm looking at the, they've got great recipes on here. Try different flavored vodkas with that. They've got a cucumber vodka, which is one of the recipes on their site.
That'll cool it right down.
Yes.
I think a lot of that, absolutely. I think, you know, we're using our standard vodka, our standard high-quality vodka, which will remain unnamed.
Sobieski.
Okay.
Oops.
It's from Poland.
You are.
So
I'm not.
I encourage you to try this mix with different flavored vodkas. I also encourage you to try it with like a cheese, and as Jeff had said, you know, put some pepperoncini or get some type of a garnish with it, because I think it will impress you the more and more that you work with this mix and try it. I'm going to give it a 69.
Whoa.
Nice.
Just because. I'm sizing it up against the last 2 weeks of two incredible mixes that we reviewed, and I think this is it's a fabulous mix for being hot. And I would challenge these guys to find to create another mix, another alternative of what they've put together here.
Yeah, yeah.
So another flavor. Great job. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, in the old days, it's funny. We've had higher marks lately, but I can remember back when we were doing the video reviews, you know, stuff that was in the 60s, even the lower 60s were, you know, those were better mixes. And we didn't have a whole lot that even punched through the 70s. So it's rather exceptional that we've had some.
We're evolving.
That have, well, no, I think we're getting better mixes. I think the quality of mixes have really improved.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. This one is, like I said, it's not knocking me off the chair. I would drink another one. Normally, I only would
You will. I know you will.
Yeah.
Erica, what do you think?
Well, as the ingredient Nazi, I have to kind of think about that. It all looks pretty decent. Some notable cool ingredients in here: red pepper mash, honey.
A mash?
Yes. Yeah. It's a monster mash. raisin paste.
It was a Bloody Mary.
They have tamari and orange concentrate, among other things. I'm not a big fan of the corn syrup that's in there, but that's the only thing that I would.
It's pretty low, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, very interesting. And the ingredient list.
The labeling is really quite sharp.
Yeah. And so again, I'm more spice averse, but the back of the throat, so I've definitely had 1.5 almost. And
well on your way to 2.
Well on my way to 5. Okay. No, I'm kidding. But
no, you're not.
Her chaser is straight vodka, so she's on a little different schedule than the rest of us.
Nice. So, I find it very good. I'm going to maybe go with a 65.
Well, I was really high, wasn't I? Whoa.
You're always high. No, you know, this is interesting. Some of the mixes, we kind of all line up in a very close pattern. And some, you know, we pull apart. But I think that speaks to, the unique tastes that we all have when it comes to Bloody Marys. And I mean, that's what makes the drink so, I think, complex and interesting.
I'm finally getting the little
it's not a salt bomb
right now.
It's not a salt bomb either.
No, it isn't.
No, it has, for 3 ounces, it has 530 milligrams, which is 22% of your daily, which isn't as bad as a lot of them.
Okay. Right. I mean, tomato juice itself.
But, you know, if you're from Illinois, you like a lot of salt.
No, I do. But I don't think this comes
off
too salty.
There is a Morton salt plant there.
Well, there is Morton salt in the Chicago area. Absolutely. So,
gee, I just learned something.
Well, then that's a full day. There's more to come. We're signing off. Lynn has now learned something. Good day. See you next time.
No, at least I think that's what that building with the mural of a little girl with her pants being pulled down.
That's a porn shop.
No, but that's a sunblock one.
But there is one. What is the more salt has the umbrella?
Yeah, that one. She just doesn't have
How's
her pants.
How's the digression,
being
pulled down? Brad? How would you rate?
We digress.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right. I know the three other people at the table are just waiting with bated breath to hear my... No, they're not.
Oh, that's right. You have to
remember?
Do it.
Exactly.
It's your turn.
I would, say something?
It's your
I'm not
turn.
Weighed
I
in
we're
on it.
Signing off. Okay.
Can, I don't know. Can I get a minute here on my freaking podcast?
Yeah, we got it. We're signing off. See you
it's
later.
It's our podcast now.
Oh, it's been hijacked. A mutiny. Damn it.
Our leader.
Terrorist attack.
Just a matter of time. No, my take on it is this. This is a traditional Bloody Mary. It's not, you know, one of those outliers that's got a really unique thing going that, you know, but they're doing it right. They're doing a really nice job of a traditional Bloody Mary with a nice balance. That's the word I want to say. The spice, mm-hmm. I think the reason that Lynn is okay with it, even not being a big fan of the spice, is that they've balanced the spices out just right, like you heard Jeff say, he wanted to push the spice. He thinks, and I agree, and personally, there should be some spice, mm-hmm. and they've got it. But it's not a face burning, you know,
no,
crazy.
It isn't. No, it's
to me, it's just right. So I'm going to give it some pretty good marks. I'm going to go 74 on this mix.
Big
I mean, this is it reminds
I'm sure
me of
you
something
want to be right under me.
Me and what army?
He's good on the bottom.
Ooh.
Moving right along.
We digress.
We always do. But no, I think they have done a really nice job and balanced out the spices. And it does. It reminds me of a bloody that I might very well make. Doesn't it, Erica? I've made a few for you. Doesn't this seem like something I might just whip up on a given Sunday morning? Yeah.
Yes.
Boy.
Sunday
Monday.
Morning.
Tuesday. Wednesday,
yes.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You have a reputation.
Yeah, I know. Pigtown Fling, they're chomping at the bit. How many times can you tune the same instrument? They are definitely ready to
Jessie's
go.
Jessie's just like laughing a lot over there. I don't know what's going on.
Well, she's chock full of blue cheese and brie.
Oh, and she likes cheese curds, though. She loves cheese curds.
She loves
next time.
Cheese.
Yeah. Well, these guys, and thanks, you guys. I know you're rode hard. You're put up wet, and I dragged you in here. You've had a couple of back-to-back shows. A couple of you are sick. I know Barry was taken with consumption, which people don't even have that. That's like from the Old West. But
yeah,
he,
is that from the
80s? Well, we have the medicine right here for him.
Yeah, we do. We have a hair of the dog that could help
consumption
you.
Consumption is tuberculosis.
Let's let them. They're going to sing about. They're going to sing about getting low, getting high. They're going to sing about whiskey. I mean, there are kind of.
They're going to sing about our lives.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
For yourself.
So.
Oh, hmm.
Yeah, I'm just gonna defer to Pigtown Fling String Band here and shut the hell up. All right, Pigtown Fling String Band. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for showing up for the Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. I appreciate it. Got a couple of quick questions for you, and then we'll get you playing again. That's what people want to hear, not me talking. So I've heard you guys over the years. I really enjoyed you a lot. So how did the band start? How did Pigtown start?
Well, originally we were doing Irish rock type music, And then we lost our Irish lead singer, and we replaced him with another singer that liked bluegrass and Irish. And then over the years, we've just drifted further and further toward bluegrass over the years.
Nice. So what's with the name, Pigtown Fling String Band? What's up with that?
It's actually a fiddle tune that I had learned a long time ago. And yeah, that we played a lot, and we were just kicking around names one day, and it just kind of came up, and everybody thought it was cool, and then we kind of came up with the logo, and it stuck, you know.
The rest is
and that's
history.
That's the tune that we just played.
Yep.
Ah, excellent. Yeah, I love that. It was a nice little intro.
Theme song.
Well, let's get to the important stuff. What's your favorite garnish?
I would have to say, no questions asked here. Pickled Brussels sprouts make a Bloody Mary.
Pickled Brussels sprouts.
I beg to differ. I think it's the cheese. I'm a true Scotty girl, and I stand firm on that.
They do make a good combination, though.
So. Agreed.
So a little bit of tension within the band here.
Yeah, I believe the beer chaser is my favorite, Greg.
That's your garnish? Just give me the beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beer, these are good Wisconsin answers, no doubt. So, Barry, you kind of alluded to this a little bit. The band has evolved. What else has changed? It seems like vocally maybe there's been some changes. How have things evolved?
Well, I guess we the most recent evolving was having a fiddle player, which we never really had. We had a little bit of a fiddle during part of the last band. But we didn't have the feature of the fiddle so prominently until Pigtown Fling, and that really people really liked the fiddle.
I know,
so
I
that
do.
That was the most important recent evolution.
Awesome. So here's a question. Maybe all four of you just rapid fire answer it. What was your first instrument? Maybe we'll start Barry and work that way.
In the band.
No, you personally, the first instrument you ever owned.
I played piano as a kid.
Guitar.
Pots and pans near the stove in my mom's kitchen.
Oh, we're going that far back? Guitar.
A guitar. Pigtown Fling String Band is Barry Byrne, Sherry Byrne, Jesse McDonald, Casey Barth, who is banging the hell out of that mandolin. I'm not very good at this. I'm kind of new.
Barely. You're doing fine. You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm sweating like a butcher.
Notes are good.
Yep. So, okay. Horseradish, yes or no?
No. Absolutely.
More dissension among
yes.
the ranks.
Yes.
Okay. Two yeses.
I don't know. Did you put it in mine?
Yes.
You horseradish my bloody.
All horseradish.
Okay, then yes,
silly.
I guess so.
Okay.
Only if it's Greg putting it in.
Oh, I get a special pass. Thanks. So, what if people want to hear more of your music? How do they? What's the best way to do it?
Well, they could come see a show across Wisconsin, or you know, sometimes we get down to Iowa, or you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we do have a CD that we made a couple years ago that we have for sale, usually at our shows. Otherwise,
go on Facebook and find out what our latest show.
Facebook,
is
yeah.
Up.
We have a website. We have like a official website where they have a lot of videos that we posted, YouTube videos. So.
What's the what do you call it? The address of your website.
www.pigtownflingstringband.com.
Perfect. And you're on Facebook as well?
Yep.
And that's
Pigtown Fling
Stringband. It sends updates if you are interested in that.
Awesome. All right. So thanks for playing some songs for us. What are you going to play now?
This is an old tune. Probably goes back to, I would say, 1927, maybe. It's been done by some greats like Ella Fitzgerald. It's called When I Get Low, I Get High.
Okay, well, let her rip.
Get ready,
look.
gonna holler, cause I still got a dollar. And when I get low, know what I do, I get high. My man walked out, you know that ain't right. He better watch out if I see him tonight. Because when I get low, know what I do, I get high. And all the bad luck in this town has found me. Nobody knows, troubles are falling round and round me. I'm all alone, no one to pet me. That old rocking chair ain't never gonna get me. Cause when I get low, know what I do, I get
How about one more song from Pigtown Fling?
Well, sure, Greg.
But tonight he smiles on the whiskey jug, likes liquor better than me. bring back my brown-eyed boy. Bring him back to me. Bring back my brown-eyed boy. Likes liquor better than me. I think I'll marry him, for I love him dearer than life. But oh, the thought's so hard to bear, being a whiskey drinker's wife. Bring back my brown-eyed boy, bring him back to me. Bring back my brown-eyed boy, likes liquor better than me. Yes, he likes liquor better than me. Yes, he likes liquor better than me.
Wow, that sounds great. Thanks, you guys. That's awesome. Thanks for coming in. I also want to thank Jeff from Vintage Vine for talking with us today. It's been a blast. We'll see you next week. We're going to be reviewing a product called Bruce Julian Bloody Mary Mix. And in the meantime, find us on Facebook. You can keep up on all of our shenanigans. We're posting on there all the time at My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. Of course, we're on Twitter and Instagram as My Big Fat Bloody Mary as well. Do us a favor, and we'll read it on the air. If you go on iTunes, leave us a review. That's going to get you entered into the contest. We're giving away, as you heard, that gallon growler of Vintage Vine Bloody Mary Mix. Or write a review, share our program on Facebook, and we'll get you in that drawing as well. So until next time.